We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, you said that there was a faux pas that you wanted to get to. Well, I will tell you what I encountered was AWOD was actually doing his job. He wanted to get Cooley to do something for the web. Cooley does things for the Washington Redskins and their website, so I don't think he could do it.
Conflict.
He wasn't sure if he could do it.
Not a problem. But here's where the problem
lies.
Yeah,
that's not the issue.
Yeah. AWOD apparently was like close talking with some of the women who were here that were part of the entourage with Chris Cooley.
Who did they work? Did they work for the Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're part of the marketing team.
He is a close talker.
I have intel that told me that he didn't.
Was the breath humming?
Well, one, he did not brush his teeth this morning.
Yeah, Jason, listen to this lineup of bad breath
didn't
things.
Didn't brush teeth, so you know, he's behind the eight ball already.
So he slept and then didn't wake up.
Yeah, he said he overslept a little bit and he didn't have time to brush his teeth, but it's okay because he brushed them last night.
And
why don't you have a toothbrush here?
Because the germs don't fester overnight or anything.
No. I've been saying this for a long time. You're a donk. Why don't you have a toothbrush and mouthwash here? There are lockers.
I haven't gone out and purchased
because
that
he
yet.
Just hasn't thought of it. It's not tops on his list.
He just doesn't care about his hygiene.
Right, it's not tops on his list. You don't think about it.
But even worse than that.
Yeah. So listen to this. It's not just not brushing your teeth.
Okay.
This is in no way a slight to our friends at Bethesda Bagels. We love them. They provided a beautiful spread this morning.
Great breakfast this morning, right?
AWOD, of all the choices of
eggs
bagels,
and tuna.
He goes for now. It's the same thing I'm
everything.
Eating. He goes for one of these, an everything bagel.
Everything bagel.
Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Which I love, and I'm now, my breath is going to be a little bit humming, okay? Right. Which is fine, but I brushed my teeth this morning, so I can at least combat it.
And you're not a notorious close talker.
Not a close talker. So he was close talking with everything bagel breath and no toothbrushing breath.
And salmon.
And
fish.
Salmon,
how
which
close,
I also
hold on,
have
hold on,
here.
How close was he to the girls?
About 4 inches from her mouth.
About, so
he basically could kiss her.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine her face is this mic.
Yeah.
He was about right here talking to her all the way, just right here.
Yeah. Why were you that close?
He was an imagined dragon.
That's what he does.
Is that just the way you talk?
Let me just bring up something.
I've got buddies who are close talkers, and I tell them, you're just way too close to me.
As we bring up the close talking, I've always noticed this. When you and Drab are arguing about something on Instagram or whatever you guys are arguing about, like during the show, you'll be a few feet apart like you are right now. And yet during the commercial breaks, even when you're not looking at a screen, you're talking about something that you did last night. You walk all the way over to him and basically rub shoulders with him. Why is that the case? Why don't you just stay?
Because he loves him. He loves
I think it's about privacy. I don't want Valdez got a big mouth. I don't want him hearing all the stuff we're talking
about. Is that
what it is? No, that's not what it is.
He just makes stuff up.
You think he can't hear you? You're standing right there.
Do you think you're a close talker?
If it was privacy, you'd ask him to go out of the studio.
You guys are way overhyping it. I'm a close talker to people that I can be around. It's not an issue, though.
But why are you a close talker with Draft?
Because I turn my back to him, and he knows I'm trying to ignore him, so he gets closer.
I'm Draft's best friend in the world. That's such a lie.
He basically rubs shoulders with you.
I actually believe that.
And it's not about
you insane.
I actually believe that. He loves you.
You've noticed that, right? That
he literally rubs shoulders. You know how many times I get in my car at the Homewood Suites, right? And thank you to the people at the Homewood Suites.
Yes, very good
people. And I'm pulling away, and I see these two dummies walking together to go to
lunch.
Subway Cafe, basically holding hands.
I like to have a partner to cross the street.
Hey, that's okay. It's your best friend. It's fine. Whatever.
So, yeah, I might be called a close talker, but you don't know how many times a week Drab says, "Hey, AWOD, just come with me real quick. Just come with me over here down the hallway."
I believe it.
Okay,
yeah.
So what about
it's a two-way street?
What about going back to?
He's just trying to drag
issue.
You into this.
I just was kind of getting the general that you are a close talker. So when you did go up to these girls and you're having a conversation. The women from the Washington Redskins, did you feel like you were too close?
I think they were coming close to me.
Oh yeah, your magnetism.
No, she was showing him something on like a digital camera that she was doing in studio.
Okay, so he had to kind of get close.
So he kind of had to get close, and it was right in front of me.
But did you worry about your breath?
Well, I noticed. I said, "Man, he's really close." And usually, his breath is humming. So I had him come in studio, and I had him do a test on me,
blow in your face,
and I swear that breath could wake the dead. That's how humming it was.
Of course. Nobody, there's not one person on the planet who can sleep even a half hour. And if you sleep a half hour, you're going to wake up with nasty breath.
Well, can you imagine the combination? Garlic.
Yep.
Onion. Fish. And not brushing your teeth from the night before.
He has morning breath.
So morning breath and those three things.
In a situation like that, like if she said, hey, come look at this, you kind of have to warn her. You got to say, I just had a everything bagel. Pardon me if my breath is humming. You almost have to warn her.
You disgust me.
Or you just don't say anything and you hold your breath while you're standing.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't blowing out.
Yeah, but
were you holding your breath?
It's emanating from
I was just talking.
It's
definitely coming out. Yeah.
It's a mistake.
Believe they're overhyping it. Valdez ate the exact same thing as me. Smell his breath.
He wasn't talking to the girls.
In someone's face.
And
I brushed my teeth in the morning.
I was going to bet that he brushes his teeth.
A-Watt, listen to me for just
a
second.
I don't think you brush. I think he's been lying for a long time. His whole brushing in the shower. I've never heard of that.
A-Watt. I'm sorry that I was at DC United until midnight making videos for our website.
Guess what?
I'm doing my job becoming a journalist.
Okay, guess what? I was at DC United as well.
Look how bitter he gets.
And I found time to shower and brush my teeth.
Yeah, but you didn't go to the post-game locker room. I spoke with head coach Ben Olsen after the game.
And that holds you, and that means you can't spend 2 minutes to brush your teeth.
Well, when you got to come home and you got to edit the video and then tweet it out from thefandc.com.
You can't spend 2 minutes to brush your
teeth. You got to make time. You just do.
I brushed my teeth last night, and then I literally took like a 3-hour nap and woke up.
And so what did you do in the morning after you wake up?
I woke up and it was like 5:30, and I got in my car immediately.
Well, how about
songs about A-Watt's teeth?
Even if it's 5:30, okay, spend 10 minutes working on a shower. You don't have to shave, but shower every morning and brush your teeth. You can do that in 10 minutes.
I know.
And you don't have to do them supposedly simultaneously.
I love how I'm getting thrown against the fire here when you guys come dressed like hobos.
We are throwing you against that fire.
See, no, seriously.
He could be calling Monday Night Games.
You guys dress like janitors, and you're wearing hats and skull caps. You're on TV covering up your face, and I'm supposed to care about my hygiene?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care how I look.
Is there one person?
Hygiene is different, first of all. You're trying to compare
that's a
bad
good line.
Breath to wearing a hat.
That's a pretty good line.
It's not that comparable.
I'm pretty sure that my facial features outweigh the bad breath. I'm okay around women. Okay?
You're sure of that?
Not 100% sure, but I'm confident.
Is there one person here who needs A-Watt here at 6:01? So he doesn't have to brush his teeth. Like, do we need him here that bad? He can't spend the extra 2 minutes brushing his teeth.
Come in a few minutes later.
Well, we're doing this segment right now because everyone's complaining that the show sucks because EB's not here. So we had to get AWOD some shine.
Everybody. I'm sure that's the case.
Go ahead. Check Twitter.
Line him up.
Hey, but you're missing the point. The reason he doesn't brush his teeth, it's not because he's on the clock. It's because he doesn't think about it. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's not because he's going, oh, man, I wish I could have brushed my teeth.
Well, he also doesn't care.
Time.
What I always say is even if you say you care, if you don't do something, you actually don't care, like deep down.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't care that he has bad breath.
Exactly.
Lurch doesn't care to watch Ozark.
Correct.
What does that
you're
have
right.
to do with it?
What a terrible
thing.
That's not offensive to people. Your bad breath is offensive.
I admit it.
I'm sorry, but nobody from the Redskins complained.
They're not going.
I guarantee they're talking to each other right now.
It's a lock. They're joning in the car right now, saying,
"Can
you believe that?"
Joning on my bad breath. They're probably joning on the fact that the two producers have the worst hair in the world, and he's wearing a trucker hat. But you're bald.
What?
Dummy.
So
what?
How would they even know? He always lashes out. He gets backed into a corner. He comes out swinging.
Maybe there's a reason Chris Cooley didn't want to do a video with you. Maybe there's a reason he stayed 10 feet away from you because the girls went up to him and said, stay away from that guy. He's creepy and he's got bad breath.
Cooley's also lucky that Fred hurt his ankle or he would have took his spot 2 years earlier.
What?
Fred Davis was the best athlete that Redskins ever drafted.
And by the way, it's just to Joan because the VCU education, it's would have taken.
What did I say that was different?
You said would have took.
Right.
Because you're nubs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.